producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having an incredible Saturday afternoon. We are live from Longmont, Colorado, just back from 5 weeks in Australia and New Zealand. So I thought it only fitting that I would grab two of my favorite Australian, New Zealand people and put them on the air today and talk about just extraordinary human beings. And that's all this show is about. I want to first thank Marianne and Tony Cannulli for A, handling the show while I was gone for 5 weeks, and B, bringing the extraordinary content. How was it, Marianne Niehaus?
You know, it was a lot of fun, but Tom, I missed you.
Well, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I missed you a lot. And Tony was great. Our guests were great. We had a great time. And I'm glad to have you back.
Well, it's great to be on Terra Firma. I love it down in Australia, New Zealand. I am building an empire down there in my network marketing business. So as a result, being down there on a regular basis is critically important to me. So there, Malaysia, over to Singapore, places like that is really, really big stuff, exciting stuff for me. And just getting to see the extraordinary world we live in is great. So the first guest we've got is a friend of mine that I've known for a long, long time. His name is Ken Cole, and he was just a basketball player at a level that you cannot believe in Australia, and a basketball coach in Australia at the same level, carried the Olympic torch, does all kinds of things for the Australian world. But his own story of survival, of absolute grit, and how he did it is something that I marvel at all the time. I love this guy. And having the chance to have him on the radio and talk about some stuff that he's passionate about, it warms my heart. I love his wife, Pauline. I love his kids. And just a friend. And I just want to get to it right now. Talk to Ken Cole about what's going on with his life, what he's doing, how his health is, and how he's managed to stay so relevant through so much real stuff that's gone on with them over the year. It's unbelievable. So, Ken Cole, how are you, buddy?
Well, it's great to hear your voice, Tommy, and I knew you would have a great time in Australia. There's some Americans that people will really take to down there, and you're one of them, so I'm glad that I was right, that it worked out. It's a wonderful part of the world, and it's another tremendous benefit of multi-level marketing, you know, that people, there are no barriers and there's no restrictions to what people's goals can be, so they're doing some business here in the United States. If they've got a company now that's doing business in Australia, then they've got the opportunity to travel and open up new friendships on the other side of the world and build a little business for themselves at the same time. So no downside, and a lot of nice people that you get to deal with at the same time. So I'm glad it all happened that way.
And it did. And Ken, talk about your athletic experience and your reputation, not only in the United States, but in Australia, or not only in Australia, but also in the United States, whichever direction you want to take that. And then talk about your experience in network marketing in Australia and the United States. So kind of cover both of those bases for me, will you?
Okay, Tommy. In basketball, I played on two Olympic teams and a couple of world championship teams for Australia, and I toured the United States playing against major colleges. I'm not quite sure now whether it was 6 or 7 years straight. So I got to play against the cream of U.S. colleges at my peak, and turned down probably the first opportunity for a foreign-born player to play in the NBA. I just at that stage was nominating for the Australian coaching job, and I didn't want to. It wasn't like it is today, where they're paying, you know, telephone book amounts and stuff like that. They were still traveling in buses, but there were a lot of great players still playing in that era in the 70s and early 80s and stuff. That I was very tempted. I wanted to do it, but I was close to the Olympic coaching job, and I wanted to try for that. And then I got quite sick with diabetes, and the diabetes led me into, you started doing more and more meetings for people as I started to get on top of it. So on the thing I'm proudest of on the basketball side is that I was the coach that brought in restrictions on international players playing in our Australian league because I wanted Australians to get better and better. I thought we should be able to bring in the cream of Americans, but we didn't want all American teams. That wouldn't make any sense. And on the other side, I wanted more and more youngsters in Australia to come play basketball here at high schools and colleges in the United States and learn how to play the game here and also learn the U.S. culture and absorb a whole lot of things that I thought would prepare them better for life. And when I first started doing that, there were probably 2 to 3 people that had come over that were coming over to play in college. And last year, there were some 320 or 330 Australians alone. I think the largest number of international athletes in college basketball are Australia, just behind all of the U.S. players. I think it's Australia and Canada, which is rather amazing. And a lot of college teams, one college team's got 6 Australian players. We've got, so I'm proud of the fact that we encourage so many young people to expand their horizons and take on other challenges and, you know, come to the other side of the world and how it's built our relationships. And then I started bringing teams over that played all of the preseason exhibition games against the major colleges to further expose us and the American coaches and so forth to international basketball because they didn't have a great deal of contact. So I've built a lot of wonderful relationships with coaches and players and always been regarded as a player's coach. And when I was admitted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in Australia and the National League Hall of Fame, they said that I was the most influential person probably in the history of Australian basketball because I changed the way that the sport was played in Australia and the way that it was coached. And we've got 35 young Australian kids coming over to the house tomorrow, along with some coaches that are with them and some players, and an American player that I first sent down to Australia 30 years ago and who's now coming back and bringing teams back. And so they're all coming over to the house tomorrow with a few friends and family members that they've brought with them that wanted to come and say hello to me while I'm still alive. And so, you know, it's all been wonderful, and all of the good things and treating people the way that I would like to be treated, I think, has come back tenfold. And it's been the same, obviously, in business. There's nothing like multi-level marketing type business to build strong relationships with people because you're dealing one-on-one so much of the time. And, you know, I got heavily involved with Youngevity, mainly through you initially, and then meeting Doc Wallach and then Steve and believing that I was talking to a visionary. And I'm always attracted to the fact that I've got, you know, if you're lucky enough to meet somebody who can think outside the box the way that Doc was able to, then at the very least it jolts your thinking. It makes you start looking at things in a different way, and I think it's saving my life. I think it started to change the way that I approach diabetes, and then, of course, I started to try and go on the road and give people a positive message, in effect trying to say, you know, diabetes may be the best thing that's ever happened to you because it'll make you change. Hopefully, it'll make you change the way that you're looking at what you're putting into your body and let you live a longer, healthier life than you would have had you never found out that you were diabetic. So I think that's been really, really worthwhile. That's been a driving force for me. And then 4 years ago, I had a rather shocking diagnosis. It comes to a lot of people these days that I, besides the insulin-dependent diabetes, I then had a terminal cancer called multiple myeloma that is going to kill me in a very nasty way. And on top of that, for the last 2 years, I've also supposedly had prostate cancer. I'm not terribly concerned about the prostate cancer. I can hold that at the moment. But it's opened up a whole new horizon for me as to how devastatingly hard it is for so many people to fight cancer. Because it's a terrifying illness to so many people, and really, it really shouldn't be. I think, you know, we're not listening to our own bodies anywhere near well enough. They gave me 4 months to live, 4 months to 4 years maximum, and the 4 years is up this January. So I've made it through the first 4 years, and I've really done it pretty much just with a common sense approach, again, trying to starve the cancer of sugar, which is just the devastating, it's almost mind-boggling that sugar is in everything that we pick up and eat, and yet it's probably the most dangerous poison that we've ever put out there. It's astounding because it tastes so good to us. But I literally, using some of the thoughts and philosophies of Doc and trying to get outside of the box, because I'm getting no help. I mean, there's no real advice that they give me other than we need to get you to the stage that you're on massive doses of chemotherapy, which I've refused, and so I'm not taking any chemotherapy, and just trying to battle this through on a natural basis. And it was mainly starting me thinking along the lines, well, if the diabetes needs sugar, and I'm doing everything I can to reduce the amount of sugar that's coming into the body, and I'm keeping food as simple as I can keep it, why can't I starve the cancer? Why can't I use the diabetes in a manner that... And so far, I've reduced my insulin by half, and I've been insulin dependent now nearly 30 years, about 21, 22,000 injections into the stomach. I've reduced that by half, which they say is not possible, and I've done that. And I'm continuing to try and reduce the sugar levels while still staying functional, to try and fight this other cancer before it starts, you know, causing this. This other cancer is in the blood cells, so it's in the bone marrow where the blood is flowing through, and ultimately the white blood cells will expand to the extent that they will simply start breaking the bone. And it's multiple myeloma because it can come in the spinal column, the pelvic area, or the skull. If it comes in the skull, it really, there's nothing that anybody could do at any stage anyhow. But the other two paralyze you pretty much almost immediately when they start breaking. Tom Brokaw has multiple myeloma, went into hospital for an operation on his spine at 6 feet tall and came back out at 5 feet nine. So it's still very nasty, and it's something they know nothing about, and they're not having any more studies. They're doing no more studies on it because nobody lives long enough to make it worthwhile for the drug companies to spend money on saving the three out of 100,000 of us that have this cancer. So it's you've got to find answers for yourself. It's no good sitting back and waiting for a doctor to tell you anything. Once you get something diagnosed, you better find out everything you possibly can. And that's so pretty much all I've done. You know, I've just listened to
a break, and you're going to be able to tell us what you took on the other side of this break. And we love you, Ken Cole. And we are happy that we've been able to help keep you alive. That's the most important thing. We'll be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. We got Marianne Niehaus. I know that a lot of people from Australia are listening. My buddy Craig Watt and my buddy Ken Smith, Elaine Asher. I mean, it had Ben Rowe. It's just exciting to have the world listening to a show. It is a great day in River City. And Kenny, I've got like five texts saying, okay, we understand how sick he was. We understand how great he was. How has he been able to stay alive inside of all the things going on with him? So what'd you do, Ken? I mean, you obviously are a world-class tennis player, and I talked to Howard Burns a couple days ago, and he was telling me about your new house down there in California, which you've never invited me to. He said, it's magnificent. But what are you doing? How are you staying alive? You're supposed to be dead by now.
Well, there's a standing invitation to you and your darling wife to be here. You've just got too many other things to do, see. But other than that, any time that you want, there's plenty of room here for you, my friend, and most of our other friends would be very welcome. I don't know, Tommy. I stopped taking everything. You know, I pretty much tried to stop. I fast for 15 hours a day. So I have my evening meal at around about 8 o'clock. I don't eat again until 1 o'clock the following day. So I'm trying to starve and throw most of the rubbish out of the body. And then, which you may or may not want to get too far into it, but I use medical marijuana, which has helped me eliminate any of the painkillers such as OxyContin. They wanted me on OxyContin 8 a day 4 years ago. They wanted me to start on chemotherapy a year and a half to 2 years ago. 4 years ago, when I first was diagnosed, I got together with a friend, won't mention names, but a good friend of yours also, and started experimenting with some creams. And basically, similar to the CM cream that the doc Wallach's got, but trying to find ways and means of how can I do something or find something that's as natural as can be that can help relieve pain, because there's no doubt in the world that pain is the cause of the majority of problems for people because of the stress that it causes on the body. And I had read more and more information about C-reactive protein, CRP, which has only come into favor, it seems, over the last decade or more, but that's the measurement for all of us. We can ask all of our doctors, could you please do a C-reactive protein test? It's quite simple. It's just a little blood test. And that will tell us how much internal inflammation I've got. So I wanted to see, because I was having so much pain, and I didn't consider it pain. It's more discomfort, so that's not fair calling it pain. It was more like just a lot of discomfort coming from all over the place. And I wanted to find out what can be done, you know, what can I possibly do about this without just deadening myself with more and more massive doses of painkiller. The cancer that I have, unfortunately, the multiple myeloma, my specialists tell me will be the worst form of pain that it's possible for a human being to experience, which doesn't, you know, that's the only fear factor that I have, because I don't believe that the marijuana can hold the pain levels once it starts getting, you know, out of control. But at the moment, it helps take away sickness. And it, by taking away the sickness, it starts relaxing me enough that I can eat maybe two slices of bread at lunch. But the real key has been the pain relief cream. And about, I would say, 2.5 years ago, we probably hit what looks to be a maximum strength. Like, it's almost like anything that we've had before to help relieve pain on steroids is on triple X, you know, except that's one of my major problems. The two cancer drugs that are available for me both contain steroids, and the steroids would use all of my insulin. So I'd be dead of diabetic complications. So obviously I had to find some other answer, and there was no answer from the doctors. So what saved me, I really believe, I bathe in this cream, for the same sort of cream, for the last 2.5 years. I haven't done anything, commercially about it, because they all told me, all my specialists told me, that I would not be alive in 4 years' time, no matter what. And I don't consider I've even hit the final stages. I just don't believe that. So I've been bathing my feet and my legs up to my knees in this cream. It takes away the pain completely, virtually. I sleep right through the night, which is a blessing, because the pain was getting to be, again, at the stage where it's just difficult to sleep. And you don't want to get too panicky, because you're not quite sure where the pain's coming from at different times. So, but they tell me that I'll know, because there's no pain like this. So once I get a break in the bone, then I guess that's the end of the line. It's just a matter then of how I try and handle it. And that's pretty much all that the doctors are saying that they're there for, is to work out how much morphine to pour into me, probably, for the last year or so in my life. So I'm considering I'm not halfway. I told them I was going to live for 10 years, not 4, at the maximum, and they said you might not get through 4 months. Well, here we are. We're at 4 years, and just about now, and the so-called horrific side effects haven't really started on me, I don't believe, yet. So.
All right. We got to go, Kenny. Here's the deal.
Well, I want to get this cream, and I'm going to talk to Doc about this, and I'm going to scream at you about this, and then I'm going to go find and get it all made up, and we're going to help thousands of people
all
from
right.
one end of this
we'll
country
be back
to
right
the
after
other.
This.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
All right, we are back. It is Tom Chenault. I am telling you, Ken Cole is such an old friend, and I love him so much. And, you know, he has just been fighting through it, and I want this guy to have a great life. And he fell in love with that cream, and he didn't mention a company. He just said he's going to get this thing going. And I tell you, I believe him. And it's nice to see somebody with some hope in their life, especially an Australian like him, a famous Australian. And that was cool, I think, don't you?
Oh, when I chatted with him before the show, and, I had no idea. We had this entire conversation. I had no idea where his health was at the time.
Yeah.
And then we kind of got into that, and I thought, oh, you know, yeah, to talk with him and just the positive and where he's at, it was inspiring.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool stuff. I told him not to talk about medical marijuana, so he immediately talked about it, which was pretty cool. You know, because he believes in it. I love somebody passionate, you know?
Yeah.
And that is, and I know a lot of people have opinions about marijuana, and with me with 27 years of it, of sobriety, I have certainly strong opinions as a gateway drug, but I have no doubt that as a medical marijuana substance for Oxycontin and all those horrible drugs, that it's definitely needed. So I'm all for it. And you've got a daughter in the same boat and you feel the same way.
Yeah.
All right. We got a girl here, a woman, a lady, an icon, whatever you want to call her, an author. I loved her when I met her. Craig Watton hooked me up with her and said, you need to meet this woman. She is a force to be reckoned with. I talked to her on the phone. Then Ken Smith started talking to me about this child's book she had written that ended up on the top of the Amazon bestseller list. And as we started talking about her and to her, Marianne and I were just going, we've got to do a live radio show. Which, so I took all the equipment for the radio show to Australia with me. And I never do that because it's heavy and it's trouble because it looks like a bomb and the TSA always wants to see it. So it was a pain in the neck, but I drug it with me. And I was going to take time away from my grandkids in Sydney to sit down and do a live show with Holly Noonan because she is that big a force in the world. And not only in network marketing, but as a place for women, for mothers, she's got three kids, for I mean, just an amazing woman, and I want you to hear her story. And she is a rock star. I want you to buy her little book. And I want you to get to know her if you live in Australia, New Zealand, or anybody in the world, because she is somebody that can take you from where you are, not liking it, to where you could be loving it. So with that, hello, Holly. How are you, kid?
Hello, Tom. I'm amazing. How are you?
You are amazing, and I just love that accent. I've been home a week, and I already missed it. I got in two head-on collisions already driving on the wrong side of the road here in the U.S., and it's great to be home, and it's great to hear your voice, and how's it going?
It's going amazing. Well, it's like 7:30 in the morning here, and it's already 28 degrees Celsius, so how can anyone complain? It's amazing.
So you were a franchise maniac in an earlier life, you and your cute husband, and you were in the fitness business, and you just were all over it and did real well at it, got you up to 65 franchises, and you had life by the tail. And here you are now, really being the country leader for Organo Gold, your company, in the world of Australia. How in the world did you go from where you were to where you are?
In a single word, belief, but in a sentence, my mentors. It, really, my path has never really been looking for a company, but looking for leadership. The industry of network marketing crossed my path at the perfect time in my life where I needed my spirit, completely surrounded with the environment that this industry produces, because traditional business had taken its toll on me a little bit. You know, we took a big risk and invested a lot of money to become a franchisor of that company when we were 21 years old. And I was sitting there at 26 years old with, at the time, I had a four-month-old and a two-year-old, and I had a husband that was launching every single new franchise that we opened around the country. All of our growth was pretty much in every other state than what we lived in, which means he was never home. And I was really just sitting there thinking, you know, the whole idea behind taking that risk that we took at such a young age and working as hard as we had to that point, the whole idea behind that was that it's supposed to give you a better life. And I did not feel like I had a better life at all, and I wasn't prepared to continue paying that price. The price was too high for me in terms of my values and what I wanted. So long story short, you know, network marketing crossed my path as it always does at a perfect time. And really it was a mentorship. When I found Organo, I felt like in my previous company I'd outgrown the leadership. There was no issue with the company at all. I just wasn't thriving in that environment like I was when I began. I didn't feel like I was getting the growth. And when I, met Mr. Bugs and Mr. Wilkins, who's my personal mentor, here's my belief, Tom. I don't believe there's any such thing as a good company. I only believe that there are good people who represent a company. And so what I was really searching for was the people. And so how I've been able to do everything I've been able to do is making sure I'm surrounded with those kind of people that breathe life into my spirit and stay away from the people who suck life from it. And that allows you to have all the energy and all the headspace that you need to get anything done that you want to get done.
So that was well said, and I believe that wholeheartedly. There are plenty of people in my company, Youngevity, and there's plenty of people in Organo Gold that didn't make it. And it's just like in my company. So I'm trying to be specific here as to what you just said. And the people that make it usually did exactly what the person that brought them in is doing. And that's what you've been really good at excelling in, is taking those systems that you were taught by your upline mentor in Holton and taking those systems into Australia and use those systems to deliver more coffee than anybody, to the point that in your first month you did over $200,000 worth of sales, which is absolutely over the top impossible. So isn't that pretty much it? I mean, it had nothing. You just saw what they were doing well and emulated that and taught people to do exactly the same thing you were now doing, correct?
Correct, exactly. And I just think, you know, the systems with every company are already in place. And so you don't need to spend any time or energy playing around with that. Like you said, you copy and paste and copy and paste. But what I really made a decision with myself that I wanted to bring to this country was the culture, was the mindset, and I wanted to create the environment here to grow our people the same way they had created the environment for me that I felt grew and stretched me. So, you know, I kind of never really focused on the system is the system. There's nothing to even discuss. Just use the system. But what I put all my energy into was creating the environment and really lifting a lid or removing the lid completely from people's belief system.
That is so cool. Now, Australia, I've been there. I mean, it's as big as the United States with about 1/90th the people, and it is hard to build that belief and build that culture in Perth over to Cairns, over to Brisbane, over to Melbourne, over to Sydney, over to all these different places you have gone and built huge organizations. How did you build that nationwide culture in such a sort of short amount of time? Did you just... I mean, I can't even wrap my hands around the accomplishment that you created called being the country manager there and building that complete, perfect machine. How'd you do that?
Thanks for the question, actually. It's a good one. Relationships, really. It's building my people and having a genuine heart for my people, not just wanting the volume that they could give me. You know, that's really, you know, that's been a big growth journey for me. I've always been someone that's pretty ambitious and driven and, you know, results-oriented. And that's where this industry changed me and blessed me because, you know, it gave me, you know, coming from franchise industry, it's all numbers and numbers and numbers. And you don't really treat people like people. You just treat them like a franchisee. Someone that's producing some numbers for you. And really, that's what this industry blessed my life with. So how I've done what I've done, it's funny you say that because my greatest leader and the biggest part of my business is in Perth, which is like nothing else is further away from where I live than Perth. And I've only been there 3 times. In like 2 years. So how we've done that is just over the phone, a lot of conference calls, and genuine relationships, not just business relationships. But, you know, I think this is a belly-to-belly industry. It's not something that you can do through the internet and all those, you know, wacky ideas. If you really genuinely want to impact people's lives, then you have to know them. And so I took the time to let volume do what volume's going to do and just invest in my people. And eventually, once you make a good enough investment in your people, they produce the volume. So I never had to worry about the volume. I knew that would come.
Okay, and I completely and totally agree with that. And that is awesome that that's the way you do it. So taking that one step further, or one step up the ladder, you've got your leadership core built. And you've got the products being distributed out there. What does Holly's day look like every day now? Are you still out there trying to bring in new business? Are you leading by example? Are you in management mode? Or are you living the life that you're telling people to live, which is basically constantly enrolling people into your business, constantly empowering, identifying and empowering and training your leaders? What do you do every day now?
Completely what you just said there. Congruency is a big thing for me. I refuse to speak out of congruency because I know people can feel it when you're authentic and when you're leading by example compared to when you are leading by management. And so I would never, for my own sake, teach or preach something that I'm not currently doing in that moment. You know, for example, so I'm always essentially in phase one and opening new legs of business. But last year, I had some personal challenges in my life. My husband went to Mexico for 9 weeks and I was, kind of felt like a single mum for those 9 weeks. And so during those 9 weeks, I wasn't in zone one. I was just, keeping the team where it was. I felt like I was learning how to swim all over again. I'd never done life without my husband up until that point. And during that, here's the thing. I believe that the reason my leadership is as effective as it is because I never teach something that I'm not congruent on. So during those 9 weeks, I never stood on the stage or I never held a conference call that spoke about you need to be in zone one. You need to be recruiting your own people because I just couldn't congruently speak those words at that time because I just wasn't doing it. I was just trying to keep everything as it was and I wasn't actively opening new legs. And so I focused on other things during that time, attitude and long-term vision and things like that. So that's something that's just important to me. Being incongruent messes with your own spirit, and I refuse to do that. So I only ever speak from example, and therefore, that kind of forces me to keep setting the example.
We're going to take a little break, you little rock star, and I'm going to make you talk about this book you just wrote. So this is Holly Noonan. What's your website, Holly? Where can people find you?
HollyNoonan.com, N-U-N-A-N.
N-U-N-A-N, HollyNoonan.com. Go take a look at her. Take a look at her site during the break and buy her book during the break. We'll be right back right after this.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Oh my goodness. All right, we are back. It's Tom Chenault's Marianne Niehaus. It is the Tom Chenault Show, and we've got Holly Noonan, and she is a rock star. And how this woman with three kids, husband going out of town for all those weeks and the whole shot, had time to sit down and write a life-changing children's book has you have to believe that there is no rest, no sleep, no stopping the commitment of this person to make the world a better place and is somebody that you want to know better. So hopefully you went to HollyNoonan.com, N-U-N-A-N.com, and you took a look at her website. But Holly, tell me about this book. You made it to the top of the bestseller list. What is that all about?
Okay, so this book was, the idea of this book was birthed in my heart in a very heavy way 36 days ago. And it was the 28th of October. And look, I started my website and there was so much. I didn't realize how much, you know, the world was waiting for something like that. Just, you know, I've got some posts that were shared, you know, 2,000 times and some crazy things. And I realized how hungry the world was for this kind of information. And what I realized and what I loved seeing was so many parents wanting to learn how to parent their children better and to parent them more effectively and to, you know, not mess them up the same way that we were all messed up, you know. And so what happened was I realized that these parents are trying to make these changes and they're delving into all this new information, but obviously they're still carrying a lot of baggage. And so it's a process. It's not something that happens overnight. So in the meantime, I felt this responsibility to just go rescue the kids, you know, while the parents are learning how to allow their children to be themselves. And, you know, I believe that parenting, our responsibility as a parent is to contribute to evolution. And, you know, evolution means to evolve, which means we're not supposed to produce children that think like us, because if we do, the world won't evolve. We'll just produce another generation of, you know, of us. And so, you know, but at the same time, obviously our minds are programmed, and it's so hard for parents to let go of their programmings, to let the children be who they were sent here to be. And so, anyway, I thought, you know, how do I get to the children? I was looking at my 8-year-old bringing home these books from school, and I hated it, Tom. I was like, you know, I know that when you're reading, you're downloading software to your brain. And I was not okay with the programs that were being downloaded to her hard drive. So I went, you know what, I went out there and I searched like crazy to find something I wanted her to read. And there was like one or two books. And I thought, well, you know, this is making me so angry, I just have to do it myself. So that's what happened. And here's the thing, the message in that book, it didn't come from me, it just came through me, if that makes sense. Because I sat down and it took me 1 hour and 15 minutes to write that book. It just poured out of me. I just felt like I handed myself over to a power that's a whole lot greater than I am. And I just let myself, you know, be the messenger. And so We went from writing that book to having it in print form, published number one on Amazon, even beating Dr. Seuss. I have to add that bit because that was my personal goal. In 33 days, and yeah, I mean, you know, how did I do it? I just learned to be obedient to that voice that was talking to me. That's how I did it. I stopped putting my plan ahead of the plan.
You are a maniac, and you got it out, and you got it up, and now what? So you got that out there. You know the universe is a better place. What's next for you? You're just absolutely committed to changing lives, empowering people. Wow.
They're just being illustrated at the moment. My illustrator is 13 years old, and I love that too. I know the universe sent her to me because one of my beliefs, you know, I hate how society programs us to believe that, you know, we have to wait till we're an adult to have a career, or you need a degree before you can go and be an artist or an illustrator. I totally disagree. You know, the only qualification you need is your birth certificate, which is connected to the blueprint that has your purpose on it. And so if you realize what your purpose is or your gift is at 13, go ahead and use your gift. Why do you have to wait till you're an adult to use that? So, at the moment she's just illustrating the next two books, and they'll be out by the end of the year as well. And I'll have a series of 10 done by the end of February.
Golly nuts. That is exciting. So take a look at, and I know you and Holton and the gang figure out what 12 months, what's the year 2016? What do you look to accomplish, not only in your business, but in your life? What kind of person do you want to be? You're growing up with your children. What's all that look like?
For me, you know, I really feel a responsibility, and that's how I like to look at it, an obligation, that I realize what my gift is and I have a responsibility to use that to impact the masses. And, you know, and here's the thing, what I've learned over the last few months is to not put my plans in concrete. I can have them as a guide, the things that I want to do, a series of books that obviously I want to achieve, you know, the next leadership rank in my company, buy a new house and all those kind of little things. But what I like to do is go, hey, these are the things I want to do, but I'm gonna hand myself over and leave the plan, you know, I guess open for me to just pay attention to and to follow. And so, for me, let me explain it like this. This is the greatest message that ever pierced my spirit in a very resonating way was when my mentor, Mr. Wilkins, he said, the fruit is never for the tree, he said in a leadership training one day. He said, think about it. The apple tree doesn't eat the apple fruit. The orange tree doesn't eat the orange. Why? Because the fruit is not for the tree. Your gift is not for you. It's for the benefit of the people who can feed from your tree and who can nourish themselves by what it is that you can produce. And so
Holly. You're right. We're out of time. We love you. HollyNoonan.com. See you all next week.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
Network Reputation Analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.